Franklin, Nashville, winner of the National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for our community service and the FMQB AAA Station of the Year. Nashville's independent radio. Lightning 100.
9100 Nashville's independent radio, and that is one from Ornament. They are a local band. They are a very good local band. That's one call that must be the season. Big Ed Todd, the Monsters, and before that, Glow from the New World Horizon album. My name is Casey. Hello, I'm filling in for Dan today. And right now, I'm kind of going to cross off like a bucket list kind of thing right now, because I'm very happy to have in the 1 RPM studio. John is here from They Might Be Giants.
Casey, it's great to be in the bucket.
I like it. So you guys have got a, you're sold out at the Cannery tonight, right?
Yes, we have. The show is officially sold out, so I'm just puttering around town, yeah, getting lost.
You know, usually we do this to kind of sell tickets. We could just sit and thumb wrestle or something.
Yeah, no,
want.
No. It's, I mean,
that'd be great radio.
Not an issue. No, we're having a really good... This tour is... it's been like easy street for us. Like, we've just... all these shows have been selling out, which is super nice. I mean, you just never know how it's going to go. We've been working for 30 years plus, so yeah. It's like, you know, sometimes it's a very gentle roller coaster.
The album that you're touring behind is I Like Fun, right?
Yes.
And that's just out or about to come out?
It came out a couple weeks ago.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And it's actually gotten a very... I think actually the reason everything's selling out is has more to do with... The album getting so well received.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot of sort of ravey reviews, which is, you know, again,
always
not
helps.
A guarantee.
Right.
You know, I feel like we do like fairly consistent work, but if critics want to say that like what we're doing now is better than what we were doing before, I'm not going to complain.
It's as I've gotten fond of saying sometimes, as long as the check clears.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
or
cool.
Or as long as there's just a check.
Right, yeah, there you go. As long as there's
something to look at.
As long as I get remunerated in some way or another.
No,
very
it's
cool.
it's this is really an really a kind of a great sort of moment for us. That's everything's the live show is really fun and people are having a good time. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead right now. We'll talk some more in a minute, but let's go ahead and play one off the new album.
Great.
This is it's All Time What.
All
right?
Time What. Yeah.
Is there anything we need to know about this song before we spin it?
You know, it's just a pop song. It's just about it's about a catastrophic breakup. You know.
As most great pop songs are,
yeah, yeah.
Right? All right, we're going to check this out then. This is They Might Be Giants from the new album I Like Fun. It's All Time What? It's on Lightning 100.
I use my outside voice because I have no choice. The barn that I was raised in was constructed out of noise. And now I'm all torn up because my buttercup up and gone and left me. Said she finally had enough. Left me. Someone's written stultify. I take it as a sign. It's hard to redefine. Same old sad soliloquy. They handed me a broom. The cast has left the room. All time one. Stumble about. Wrapped in a shroud. All time one. Partly submerged.
All All right. Lightning 100, Nashville's independent radio in the 1RPM studio. John's here from They Might Be Giants, and we just heard a new one from I Like Fun. I like that song a lot.
Oh, thank you.
That's very cool. We were kind of talking. It's got kind of a poppy bent to it, but, I mean, it's still very clearly a They Might Be Giants record.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? It's chugging.
Yeah?
It's chugging. The guitars are cranked.
There you go, right? Chugging and cranked. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
something got a great beat, and I can dance to it, right?
I got a question. I just walked from one end to the other of the Marathon Motorworks here looking for this radio station.
Okay.
I was given no instruction. It was like brain surgery, self-taught. But it appears that there are more men's and women's rooms in this building than in any other building in the world.
There are, and I want to tell you, because here in the part that we have claimed, we have two suites of this building. We have one. So it's actually kind of a good thing that we might have too many restrooms. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Just downstairs, it's like every other break in the building is like a pit stop.
Well,
this is like a steampunk emporium.
Yeah, we want you to be comfortable. That's what it is.
Highly comfortable.
Well, there you go. That's what we want to hear, right? So then, how many, with I Like Fun, how many albums does this make now for the band?
Officially, it's 20. I think if you included, there are some formidable compilation records that are like EP things and B-sides and stuff like that are actually unique, original recordings that weren't available anywhere else, and I think it would probably be like 27 at that point.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, it seems like madness to me. We have just been doing what we've been doing for a long time without any real breakdowns or breakups or there's no like rehab or anything like that in our lives, and it's come very. I mean, we didn't get into being in a band particularly to work super hard. I don't feel like we work particularly hard.
And that's a common story.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've had jobs where, you know, I worked in a parking lot. That seemed like harder work to me.
Right.
It's strange to have recorded so many records. I don't even know if it's important that we've recorded that many records.
I mean, does it seem, from you, you've been inside the thing the entire time, does it seem like 20 to you?
It seems like one manic episode, really. I feel like we're still wrestling with the same problems we had in the 90s.
Then maybe you're in the right line of work, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It has been super fun. It's been really challenging. I feel like we're slightly better at what we do than when we started. I mean, we've learned some stuff, but it's a very strange. Are you familiar with the band Guided by Voices?
I am,
because they're another band that has released many bazillions of albums.
Yeah.
And when I think about them, I have to admit, I think they seem kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
And then I wonder, like, when people think of them, do they just think of us like that in the same way? It's like, oh, they're those guys. They just don't. There's no off switch on them. They don't know where to.
Well, I mean, and it could have been too, like a Violent Femmes thing where you got mad at each other for a decade over a Wendy's commercial too. So it could have been the other way too.
Well, the collaboration thing has been. I mean, ultimately, that's probably. Yeah. I feel like we've had a lot of different bits of good luck, but that's probably the one that we don't even think about. That's the best luck of all. We actually get along, which is not a given.
I mean, you're talking about 20 to 27 albums, and we're in Nashville, and a lot of people can't keep a band together for 20 or 27 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and when we talk about, I mean, we're talking about John and John, essentially. You know, the fact that you guys are still, after these years, I mean, working together and turning out, like we just heard, really good stuff. I mean, that's got to be a
win.
It's nice.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, we have sort of the best kind of collaborative relationship, which is that we don't just support each other. We actually challenge each other in like a pretty head-on way. And I think in the back of both of our minds, we're trying to kind of impress the other one.
Yeah.
It's like we're on the same page, but we're also still trying to keep it, you know, take it to a different place, like
you're
try to
same page. You're trying to make a bigger font.
Yeah, there exactly.
Yeah,
the biggest font.
There we go.
140 points. There,
very cool.
Just one letter on per page.
There you go. I like it. It's like a flashcard.
Yeah,
your entire career boils down to flashcards.
Yes,
I like it. So we're the 1RPM studio. John's here from They Might Be Giants. Sold out at the Cannery this evening. You should have gotten your ticket earlier. While we're talking about kind of the history and albums and everything, do you? Like when you go into record I Like Fun, do you still get the same charge, the same feeling as you did from the very first record you did? Or
well, it was a very, you know, we we actually recorded it in the studio that was the first record we made. Most of it was on 4-track, and we would bring it into, like, we would record it at our apartments and then bring it into a studio and mix it. And then the second one we did in a studio that's probably half the size of the booth we're in right now.
Okay, so it's really, like, really small.
Really, really small. And that was four guys huddled over Ramza mixing console.
Okay.
And that was kind of like a sort of a little short-term prison sentence for us. But then our third album, we got signed to a major label and had a budget for the first time. And we were working in a really big, proper studio called Skyline, which is where Nile Rodgers made a bunch of hits. Like, the Steve Ray Vaughan records were made there. And it was a beautiful place. Actually, the CNC Music Factory were also making their big hit records while we were recording there.
And you missed the opportunity for what would have been the greatest crossover collaboration.
We shared a lounge with
Ellis and Cole.
People. Yeah.
I could just hear
them. Clive Ellis and Cole were in the studio.
I know the Muscle Bound guy.
He was a personal trainer at the time.
Dude, if we were off the air right now, I could do all the lyrics to Everybody Dance Now. I'm not
just
afraid.
Just drop a couple of rhymes.
I would, but then people would know that here's the dome.
Which one?
And that was the case. And the jam is live in effect. And I don't waste time on a dope rhyme, John.
There you go, Casey. That's beautiful.
Everything you know will be a skill one day, right?
That's great. Well, they were recording in the other place, and so their little entourage, like, we had an entourage of zero. They had an entourage of many of glamorous people who all smelled really good.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it was like the end of the big record company moment, but the studio was a beautiful studio. It's called Skyline. And for years, it sort of languished. I think for a period, it was owned by the Russian mob.
Because there is no mob.
Yeah, right. But no, we actually worked there while it was run by the Russian mob. Okay. And I can assure you, it was definitely the Russian mob. There's definitely a Russian mob. And it's in Midtown New York.
All right.
And they've got lots of cash.
You know,
and they love cash businesses.
You know, we're streaming this to Midtown New York right now.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, you get to leave.
Yeah. I'm unlisted. But,
there you go.
But so we actually got to return to Skyline. It's now called Reservoir. And it's this beautiful complex. They really brought it back. They got all the best stuff in there. And so, but it was a very strange experience to be making a whole album in this place that was really the beginning of you know, what we did legitimately. And it's always been a great studio, and people sort of make fun of musicians who kind of believe in, like, voodoo stuff with studios, because it's like, because a lot of times studios have as many bad vibes as they have good vibes.
Yeah.
But this place, I really like it. I really like the people who work there. I really like the just sort of the energy of it, and it's just a very creative place. And it's filled with great memories. I mean, we worked with these hit maker producer guys from England who, like, I learned a ton of stuff from. I mean, they had all these crazy tricks. Just sonic tricks, and they were very they're really into sort of sharing. They produced all the Madness records and produced a big Morrissey record. They produced what was their other thing? And they did all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Clive Langer and Alan Stanley, they're big.
So, and we're talking, and I gotta be honest with you, time is flying by here. I could keep you in here until the next person shift if I had to, but that wouldn't be a good thing. So Henry Selick, talking about collaborators and people you know, how did you guys hook up with Henry Selick?
Well, he called us. He was Henry Selick directed the film Coraline, and he had directed Nightmare Before Christmas and had gotten sort of set up in a production deal with Leica, who now have done a bunch of other illustrious animated films.
They're the polar bear, aren't they? Don't they have the polar bear logo? Isn't that them?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think that's somebody else.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they do have a polar bear logo. I don't know.
We'll Google it later.
Yeah. he wanted to do it much more as a musical. A lot of things that we did for the Coraline film ended up on the cutting room floor. I think it was not the first time he'd sort of run into this problem where he sort of had musical ambitions for something. It made sense to us. I mean, we did a whole sequence with the song Careful What You Pack that was supposed to be the opening sequence of the film, and it's a very haunting song, and I felt it set things up really beautifully. But I think they just wanted to get right into the drama and the spookiness of it.
Okay. And the people who have the misfortune of listening to me on a regular basis know that I'm a big, huge movie person. Like, I'm sick with it, if I'm being honest. And when I was kind of going through, getting ready to meet you today, that name jumped out at me because, in addition to the movies that you mentioned, he's done a lot of cool things too. And he's also, I mean, this guy is kind of a OG. He started out on Pete's Dragon. He was a coffee getter.
And basically, he also did all the MTV animated shorts that people that were really a turning point in they really looked like the Quay brothers in terms of brothers Quay in terms of animation style. They had that sort of very hairy, gnarled focus thing happening, but it was exceptional stuff. And he's a really creative guy, and it was a little bit like seeing him. He was fighting for us, but he was also fighting a losing battle. Because
he just kind of fights, doesn't he? I mean, isn't he kind of?
I think
a pretty intense dude is the rap on him.
He doesn't seem okay. Nearly intense at all. I think he has a hard time navigating there are people in the movie business who really know how to kind of weave through the executive part of it. You know, I think it's a very collaborative, constantly negotiated kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that's weird about being in a rock band is that you're kind of standing on the shoulders of all these people who've made crazy fights before you.
Yeah.
So nobody expects you to ever be reasonable, which is the greatest thing about being, you know, if you're just like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Everyone's like, it's cool. You know, it's like with rock, it's the lunatics are running the asylum, which is what makes it such a great job.
So there've been a lot of really good rock albums.
And you know, people just have fought for things and record companies have seeded the ground. Everyone looks to the band to do all their creative stuff. I think with movies, any idea is up for grabs. Like, there's always somebody in the room who's like, I'm not buying it. You know, and it's just, and it makes for, sometimes it makes for things that are extremely popular, but I think sometimes it makes for a lot of very typical
kind of
things.
Middle of the road, so that you forget it as soon as it's over kind of stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of movies anymore.
Yeah. Well, I have a, and this is actually going somewhere. I'm a big, 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 big movie guy. And, you know, we don't really get to, my wife and I have a young son. We don't get to go to the theater that much anymore. And that's cool. One thing, though, that killed me is he got to an age where he could start kind of watching his TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple years ago, we're watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And
I thought you were going to say The Sopranos.
We were watching The Sopranos. I'm an Uncle June guy, but, you know, he loves, it's a whole thing. And of course, we're watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and I heard some music that sounded really familiar. I'm like,
right, I know.
That
I
sounds
know.
Like, oh my God, that's They Might Be Giants.
It's very, very strange.
Yeah, no, but it's great though.
Yeah, it is. It is great. I mean, it's weird to have that kind of corner in so many people's lives.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I hate thinking that we've created some of the music that people are most sick of in their lives, which is inevitable,
but
it's on 14 times a day.
But I will tell you too that the hot dog song in and of itself has been
hot track.
With a bullet. it's led to some very fun memories in my home of singing it and dancing around. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. The hot dog is the secret good one. You know, it's definitely, the actual theme was, it was a really weird assignment. They had given, we had a deal with Disney for these three DVDs that we did. And so we were kind of on the inside track, but they had already hired somebody to do the job. And the show was going to go on the air in 2 weeks. Everything was built, done. The open was finished. Everything was all set. And then it was decided, speaking of like consensus stuff, by committee stuff, it was just decided that the opening was not good enough. So they were like, who can we got to like get the word out, get some other options here. And they were like, can you do it? They called on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And me and my wife are like in our house in the Catskill Mountains. And we have friends coming over for the weekend who also happen to be musicians.
Okay.
And it was just like, you know, we'll pay you some, you know, crazy, like, you know, we'll pull up a dumpster of cash just to do this demo for Monday.
Okay.
And if the demo works, it'll be the theme. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. But it's got to have the letters M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E in it, and it can't be the original melody.
Oh, okay.
So
it's like a five obstructions kind of thing.
It's this real like musical straitjacket.
Yeah.
I mean, I think half the listeners in Nashville who are all songwriters will appreciate the strange challenge of it's like here's one of the most familiar I don't even know what the term is for when you spell out something like that.
I
like,
have no
not
idea.
Not an anagram, but it's most familiar spelled out phoneme thing. And but it can't be that.
Right.
So
wow.
I basically spent, you know, 5 hours with four very strong cups of coffee trying to figure out, you know, how to zig where the other one zagged.
Right. I have this image, if you're telling the story, of some guy sitting in a nice, you know, office somewhere, like chewing on a big cigar.
I know that guy.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
Chewing on a big cigar, just says, all right, get me, they might be giants. You know?
That's not too far from what
I love
it
that.
Was.
That's so cool.
But yeah, but the, and then we recorded it. We did the demo right there. And most of that demo is what's on the TV.
Yeah.
Which is the same sort of, not that dissimilar from the Malcolm in the Middle theme. I mean, these themes, it's much more like doing TV themes is much closer to doing jingles than doing movie music or something where you have months to think about it.
Right.
And people are going like, oh, this is good, this is bad. I don't like the congas. I like the bongos. You know, like it's not that well thought out.
Well, John, I hate to do this, but
I got nothing but time, man.
We could, well, unfortunately, I don't.
I understand.
Man, I could sit here and talk to you, I mean, until you missed the show tonight if I had to.
This is a blast.
But this is, I really appreciate you being here. Like I said, I'm a big, big fan of the band, and I'm glad you could come by today. Thank you for your time.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for putting us on the radio.
Oh, no problem. And we're gonna play you out right here.
This is from the studio that we worked with Clive Langer and Alan Winstanley. This is from the... from that very studio that we made our new album at.
So because of this song we're about to play, I did CNC Music Factory on the radio.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, I'll always have a fond memory. Let's get a little birdhouse going right now. They Might Be Giants. John, thank you again. It's your Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100.
Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, keep the light on inside the birdhouse. not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Seriously, did that just happen? Lightning 100, Nashville's independent radio. Going back for some They Might Be Giants, a little birdhouse in your soul. Thanks so much to John for coming by and hanging out here for a little while. I wasn't exaggerating. That could have gone all night. Just so much fun, such a great guy, and such great stuff on the new album, too, called I Like Fun. I'm going to play some commercials now and collect myself a little bit, and then we'll come back with some new stuff from David Byrne. It's next on Lightning 100.
Wind down your workday and ride home with me, Anna Lee. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, I'll bring you nice long sets of Lightning 100 music, throw some cool concert tickets your way, and Higgins will help you find the fastest way home. Afternoons with me, Anna Lee, on Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100.
To be young. Lana Del Rey returns to the concert stage. LA to the Moon Tour. New album, Lust for Life, available now. With very special guest, Kali Uchis. This Tuesday, Bridgestone Arena. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and the Bridgestone Arena box office.
Do you have an alarm system that's not being monitored because you just don't want to pay for a landline? Or maybe you just want to cut back on your monthly bills but can't drop that landline because of your alarm system? My name is Shooter Stein, president of NCA. We offer a cellular dialer that can be placed on your alarm system, allowing it to communicate with our central station. This dialer is a standalone device that does not link to your personal cell phone or your personal rate plan. NCA can also set it up so you receive an email or text message every time your system is armed, disarmed, or when it has gone into alarm. At NCA, you own your equipment and there are no long-term contracts. We are a family-run business that has just turned 20 years old. Our landline monitoring is $9.95 a month, and our cellular monitoring, also known as wireless, is only $19.95 a month. Visit our website at nca.cc or give us a call at 615-777-7622. When you call in to set up a new account with NCA, mention our license number 645, and you will receive 3 months of free monitoring on your account or a free digital cell dialer.
Welcome to Woolworth on 5th, where Nashville goes for food with a beat and music flavored with passion. This historic building played a pivotal role in Nashville's past. Join us as we reintroduce it to Nashville's present. Come for a meal that explores the culinary roots of Southern cuisine, for tunes that turn back the clock and to boogie down on the dance floor. Located downtown in the historic Arts District, Woolworth on 5th is open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With ingredients that can be traced all over the globe, from North Africa to South America, a meal at Woolworth will fill your heart and soul. Sit down at the lunch counter for old school favorites and finish it off with a classic diner style shake. And starting March 1st, head downstairs for live music you can groove to. Explore the sounds of funk, gospel, jazz, disco, even big band and swing. A different tune every night will keep you moving to the beat. Come see us at 221 5th Avenue North or visit WoolworthOnFifth.com.
Don't let old man winter get you down. Now is the time to meet the cold and rain with a winter coat from Rock Creek Outfitters Winter Clearance Sale. Now through Valentine's Day. Keep warm and save up to 50% off Rock Creek's top-of-the-line winter gear from brands like Cool, Marmot, Outdoor Research, and Arc'teryx, and up to 30% off Patagonia, Buff, and more. Shop the Winter Clearance Sale for your new winter coat now through Valentine's Day at Rock Creek Outfitters, outside Cool Springs Galleria.
A master jeweler carries 30 years of craftsmanship with precious metals and gemstones inspired by love. At King Jewelers, our master jewelers are the heart and soul of our life's work. Allow our master jewelers to help you create a beautiful handcrafted engagement ring from King Jewelers in Green Hills.
You're listening to Lightning 100, presented by 1RPM.com. 1RPM is a global leader in digital music distribution. Music consumption is constantly changing. That's why it's important to partner with a company that knows what it takes to be successful. From distribution and marketing to rights management and audience growth, 1RPM has you covered. Learn more today at 1RPM.com.